Getting back to Tom Herman allegedly speaking with LSU boosters today, this morning in Houston, or yesterday morning, depending on what part of the country you're in. That would be between his walkthrough and flying to Memphis for tomorrow or today's game in Memphis. Again, I get so confused with what to tell you guys about what day it is. Friday's game. You think I should just stay, say, Thursday, Friday? Producer Tom Okima, we've been in this gig since August 1st, and I can't yet decide what to do with the day of the week concept here, because we've got some West Coast affiliates, we've got some East Coast affiliates. The day is different.
It's tough. It's tough. My I used to work at UPS before I worked here, and I worked the overnight. So I worked Monday through Friday in the morning, but like here, you know, our shift starts Sunday night through Thursday night, basically. So I just started going with the days, you know, because my dad would always say, "Oh, did you work tonight?" And well, yeah, but it was in the morning, mm-hmm. So just. Yeah, it's a Monday through Friday show, Friday's game.
That's what we'll do. Friday's game with Memphis. Apparently, Tom Herman, without notifying Houston, met with LSU boosters and was offered the LSU head coaching job for $6 million a year. This happened, according to USA Today, a night after Jimbo Fisher declined the job for $7 million a year. Also in there, LSU's current defensive coordinator, Dave Aranda, who's pretty damn good, was Wisconsin's defensive coordinator last year, is Tom Herman's college roommate from Cal Lutheran. And apparently he would stay on the staff if Tom Herman takes the LSU job. So that's another wrinkle in there and all of these sea of different reports that we have. Although, for what it's worth, ESPN is reporting that Tom Herman is not ruling out an offer from Texas, and that could change the game. As of right now, Texas has made no such offer. They have had no communication with him whatsoever. All communication with him has been back channel through boosters, and the Texas administration has made no attempt to contact him yet. It is believed that the administration would prefer to keep strong and would love to have the justification to do so by beating TCU. This is a mess. When your boosters and your administrators are not on the same page and they are kind of in a tug of war, that's how you end up getting a lot of conflicting reports from different media entities. But Tom Herman, for what it's worth, has had a raise and an extension on his plate for an awful long time. I mean, it was reported weeks back that the University of Houston was trying to take him up into the $5 million a year range from $3 million, which is where he was, and $1.5 million when they signed him initially out of Ohio State. So Houston is trying to make this all worth his while financially. And a couple of weeks back, Herman reported that – I shouldn't say Herman reported. I mean, Herman just said that he was glad that Houston valued him and that it was flattering.
It's flattering to know that your administration believes in you, that gives you renewed energy to go out and coach hard and prepare to win football games. But we're a long ways, you know, away from any finalization. But it is nice to know that our staff and our program are that well thought of by our administration.
That's a bit of a dodge there. He also continues to dodge and says that he is no longer going to be the media police. He said this a couple of weeks back about more rumors between him and Texas.
Again, the only people I'm concerned about are the 100 and so players I've got in our locker room, and we're good. We've had some really good, honest, open conversations that stays within our family, and I'm done being the media police. I'm done chasing down erroneous reports. I'm done putting out statements to refute bogus information. That's not my job. My job is to concern myself with the players on this team and getting ready for the football game.
Now, either USA Today is lying or he's a massive hypocrite. It's either or. Because if USA Today is correct that he has met with LSU officials to discuss a $6 million contract and accepting it conceivably on Saturday, then everything he said over the past year and a half in Houston about putting the players first and those other media reports about him wanting to take the Texas job, all that stuff, that it's all erroneous, like that his heart is here, that he's about his players. I mean, all of that stuff. I mean, he simply becomes every other coach if this stuff is true. And that's fine. Like, I'm fine with that kind of behavior to a certain extent, but don't try to pretend that you're the one guy that's different. You know, don't sell us this thing where you kiss all your players before they go on the field and you really care about them and all that stuff. If you really did deeply mean all of those things, then you wouldn't be negotiating with LSU in the middle of your players' regular season, right? Now, some things can't be helped, really. I mean, the hiring and firing season does happen between the regular season and the bowl game, and I hate that for the players. I really do hate it for the players. But signing day is the first week of February. And if you're going to a new location, you have to have some recruiting momentum. Otherwise, you will get destroyed. And then you will have a hole on your roster if you have one class where you have half the signees that you're supposed to have. So I understand that at some point, the earlier you can land in your new gig, the better. But you can at least have the decency to wait till the end of the regular season. Because you're Tom bleeping Herman. You're the guy that everybody wants. You're the one who knocks, right? You're the one who dictates the coaching search. You can tell LSU that you need more time. You can tell Texas that you need more time, that you want to finish out the regular season with the Houston Cougars, this team that you've said means an awful lot to you, these players that you say means an awful lot to you, and these media people that you say are lying and doing erroneous reports, right? If you want to maintain that high horse, it's very easy for you to just say, you know, hey, LSU, I'm flattered by your interest, and we'll discuss this after Friday's game with Memphis. But if he indeed met with them and then didn't have the decency to tell his athletic director, Hunter Yurachek, who has done everything, has done every backflip possible to try to keep the guy, didn't notify him that you were talking, that's a little underhanded, right? And same thing with LSU. And the way that LSU is trying, I mean, LSU's athletic director, for what it's worth, Joe Oliva, released a statement during the Texas A&M game and says, no meetings have taken place. We're going to do a thorough search after the season's over. I mean, that's, to paraphrase what he said, they are denying it, right? Tom Herman has not been on the record. Houston's athletic director, Hunter Yurachek, has been on the record and said, I have not been informed of this. Tom Herman's not going to comment on this because he's got a game tomorrow morning. But this sucks for his players. This sucks for everybody. I mean, 10 years ago, this wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But in 2016, when every player has an iPhone or an Android and is looking on Twitter and is seeing ESPN and USA Today and The Chronicle, I mean, all these people reporting on their head coach leaving on Saturday, that has to affect his team's performance on some level. Now, maybe all those guys throw their phones away, but you got to think somebody's aunt, uncle, mom, dad, brother, sister, girlfriend, someone's texting them about this, even if they're doing their best to stay away from social media. So, if this actually happened, if Tom Herman actually met with LSU, then shame on that dude for ever trying to be the media police, as he said that he is no longer doing, because there's a reason why everybody reported these articles that he got mad about, five places Tom Herman's likely to leave, because in the end, he was likely to leave. So why deny that?